State Senator Fred Baldwin from Kemmer and Senate District 14 with a legislative update. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm good. I'm a little cold this morning, but I'm good.
Well, it's going to get wild and white here in western Wyoming over the next couple days. Windy and white is kind of what we're looking at. Hey, appreciate you taking some time this morning and giving us an update. I wanted to start with a bill that you sponsored that you mentioned last week when we talked. That's, I believe, Senate File 79, your plan of safe care newborns. Senator, maybe just recap, summarize what this bill is and tell us what its status is.
You know, that bill is a little bit of a response to a bill that we had last year that did some criminalizing and increased penalties for mothers who specifically, I think we talked about meth and drugs and had a child well addicted, and it was criminalizing mom. And that bill failed because there was a fear that that mom would then not come in and seek OB care, not seek health care, and thus the mom and the baby would suffer. This bill's a response to that. It has no criminal penalties. It's more just establishing a plan of care for when that mom comes in pregnant and she has a drug addiction problem to whatever drug, not just meth. But that we formulate a plan of care for both mom and the baby to work to ensure their health care down the road, not just at birth, but down the road in the next month and the next year, et cetera. So it's a proactive bill that just moves to set a plan of care. It starts with the medical provider when they come into the hospital or come into the clinic, wherever that is, and that need is identified, then with the Department of Family Services, with the state departments, and with those medical providers, we establish a plan where we can, you know, prioritize the health of both mom and the baby, separating the criminal penalties, be there any, and just totally separating it out of the mix. Of course, it's my bill, and I consider it a very good bill, but I've had very good responses from it, and I think it's going to move forward.
So is that bill still inside committee, or has that been sent off to the full body?
That bill passed out of the Senate. It passed committee, and it passed all three readings in the Senate. It has been moved on to the House, and it will be assigned to committee over there. They haven't assigned any of the Senate files to their committee yet, but it'll now go through that same process over in the House.
Senator Fred Baldwin joining us from Cheyenne this morning from Kemmer with a legislative update. Any other bills that you're a part of, sponsor, or co-sponsor you'd like to mention this morning, Senator?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many, Duke. There's so much going on right now. I'm just counting in my committee. We've heard 20 bills. I have personally 7 personal bills that have all now cleared the Senate and are on their way over to the House. They run the gamut from counselors to the Child Care Protective Act to getting rid of some statutes that are archaic and that we just need to get out of the books. So there's a little bit of everything. I just counted this morning. We've heard 21 different files, Senate files, in my committee over this 2.5-week period. So my committee is readily tired, but they're not done. They've got a lot more to do.
Well, you know, of course, with the committees that you're in and your background in the medical field, I know mental health has been a focus this year once again. Anything specific to mental health in Wyoming and what some of the discussion has been around that?
You know, there's a lot of talk about mental health. The governor had a mental health task force. The governor had a mental health summit this last summer. Some of the stuff we're doing here in Cheyenne is 988 suicide hotline. That bill for funding is going through the process right now in the House. We did a counseling compact and a psychology compact bill, 2 different bills out of the Senate. They struggled a bit because there's some resistance to compacts, but those both aim to supplement the availability of mental health care in the state. Being a very rural or a frontier state, there's a lack of mental health care. And sometimes in very rural Wyoming, it's hard to get, you know, mental health care and counseling. And we're trying to improve that and make that better for people and make it more available. So those are a lot of things. There's a lot of mental health bills or bills that have a mental health, you know, sub or undercurrent, if you will. So there's a lot going on with mental health in the state. And suicide is, we don't want to be number one in suicide. Unfortunately, we're in the third year running that Wyoming is number one on the suicide rate. And we don't really want to be there. We would much rather be at 50 or have no suicides at all.
State Senator Fred Baldwin this morning in the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, appreciate the update as always. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you?
you know, the big thing to keep an eye on, and I know Senator Dockstader and I have both been working on property tax bills. That's the hot topic. There's several bills on property tax. We just read one in the Senate yesterday that reduces property tax down from 9.5% to 7.5%. It has its side effects. It has its consequences. But in the short term, we aim to reduce those property taxes. It's particularly Western Wyoming, Teton, Lincoln counties. That's a big deal. Property values have gone up so much, and property taxes have gone up so much that we need to find some relief. So those are the hot things to watch right now if you're watching the legislature.
You can watch the legislature at wildledge.gov, and that's Senator Fred Baldwin from Kemmer in Senate District 14. Senator, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.